bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 11th chapter of Proverbs. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer, another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. This story comes from a retired Baptist pastor who himself was the son of a Baptist preacher. It concerns events which took place more than 100 years ago. The old preacher started, "I was just a child when one spring day my father called me to go with him to Old Man Russell's blacksmith shop. Dad had left a rake and a hoe to be repaired, and now they were ready. Knowing Mr. Russell, we were sure those tools would have been fixed, so they were now as good as new." Indeed, that was the case. After my father had spent a moment admiring the blacksmith's work, he tried to pay the forge man with a silver dollar. At least he tried to pay the man. Mr. Russell refused the offer. My father insisted. Mr. Russell once again declined by saying, "Pastor, there's no charge for that little job." Frustrated father tried one more time to make good on his debt. That's when the blacksmith put his head down, looked to the side and whispered, "Reverend, can't you just let a man do something to stretch his soul?" I like the concept of soul stretching, that is, doing just a little bit more than you have to just for the satisfaction of it. I think the Lord likes it too. If you look, you will find soul stretching occasionally popping up in the Bible. When Zacchaeus gave away half of all he owned, that was some soul stretching. The woman who anointed Jesus' feet with oil and dried them with her hair was soul stretching. The poor widow who put all she had into the temple treasury, that lady was doing some serious soul stretching. Please note, these soul stretchers are not the great heroes of the Bible. Some of them are not named, and most of them appear for just a few verses, and then they are gone. Even so, the Holy Spirit challenged them to stretch their hearts and souls, and then enabled them to respond with joy to their Lord. The spirit of what they did and the way they did it was important enough that it was recorded in the Bible for all time. Now, I don't know if the Lord has ever given you an opportunity for soul stretching. Whether he has or in the past or not is unimportant. What is important is that if he gives you a special opportunity to show your thanks to the Redeemer, you may want to respond with a glad heart and go above and beyond. You may want to see your soul get stretched. We pray. Dear Lord, you sent your Son to save me. Now, when I'm given an opportunity to express my thanks, may I do the same with joy. Please, let my soul be stretched to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.